Welcome to The Art Of, a multimedia docu-like series comprised of episodes that translate our journey of a deeper dive into understanding the vast world of creatives here in Cincinnati through conversations, visuals, and music. I, your host Deuces, creator and founder of this series, will be taking you on an immersive experience of Cincinnati's culture of creativity. At the end of each episode, we will present to you every platform and outlet you can tap into to check out this immersive experience and through other unique ways as well. Also, stay tuned to the end as we will be showcasing original songs via music videos to visualize and bring each character's story to life. In this episode, we will be talking to Native Brand's very own Jay Banks, who has created the world of interactive retail. From Cincinnati Public Radio, this is The Art Of series. Let's go. So welcome, everybody. This is The Art Of, our next episode with Native Brand and my guy Jay Banks.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
What's good, brother? How you feeling today, man?
I'm good, man. I'm glad you guys are here.
Yeah, likewise, man. We we're already tapped in. You know, we've had a decent conversation while setting up and hanging out with you, especially for like the past couple weeks. You know what I mean? It's been a super dope experience just to understand your world. But yeah, man, tell them about yourself, man. Who's Jay Banks?
I am the mad scientist. I started Native out of my backpack in 2014, right on Fountain Square. So didn't have a store, didn't have anything, just a backpack, stuff full of shirts. And I just went out on Fountain Square, sold as many of them as I could. And before you knew it, everything kind of caught on. And I had bartenders wearing the hats. And that was the trick, man. I had the bartenders wearing hats. And then I made these as my business cards. So the inside of the bracelet had a hidden 10% off on the website. But it was easy for bartenders, man, because if they, you know, they didn't want to stop what they're doing. So if someone said, hey, I like your hat, where'd you get it? They just rip one of these off and give it to the person instead of having to stop what they're doing and talking. So, you know, that at the time, man, that was probably one of the smartest things I did, was just having, you know, a wearable business card back, you know, 2014 for it.
Having the ability to create innovation while being resourceful and capable is super important.
For sure.
Especially with, you know, the world that we live in today. And, you know, it seemed like you were ahead of your time, especially from what you just explained, man. And as you see, you know, the content in here kind of just entails that, really.
For sure. This whole store, man, it's like little things that I've picked up through my lifetime. Like the store itself looks like my bedroom. I grew up in Chicago, so there's a lot of like an urban feel in here. You know, but the lights in the back, the digital mapping, I was in Las Vegas and I saw like two mushrooms that were iridescently changing at a restaurant, and it blew my mind. And I was like, I need this, dude. Like this, like I get jealous of technology. Like Illico Media, bro, you guys got so much stuff right now. I'm like, give it to me. I want it all. You know what I mean? I'm always trying to innovate and just take everything one step further. So with that back display, I was able to print out all these life-size stickers at the library, stick them on the wall, and then I used a computer to digitally map the black and white. So I was able to click on that word Native and then do like a 15-second time loop. But that's what's cool about this store, man. It's just like we keep adding little things here and there to make it interactive retail, which is something that we've never heard before. And that's something where, you know, if you don't find the clues, then you're not going to get to see the second half of the store, which is by far the coolest part. But that's the beauty of it. Like, we don't tell people about it. If they don't see it, they don't see it.
Right.
And we've got our own little thing going on where, you know, we're gathering all this data, which is insane. Like, kids 16 and under, like, they catch it. They'll see the clues right away, and then you'll see the brain working, and all of a sudden you'll see them looking around. Adults, bro, we lose that magic. And it blows my mind that, like, because the adults will come in, they'll look at the clothes, and then they'll just walk right out. But the kids, like, right away, like, it's like a game to them. And it's just, it's weird seeing adults, like, we just, like, as we get older, like, we just get these blinders on, and we lose that magic of, like, being a kid. So that's something that, like we really strive for, is making this place interactive and giving you, like, an experience that you're going to remember for the rest of your life.
Yeah, man, I think that's actually super important with the way that things work, because you definitely want the generation to still have that ability to imagine.
You know,
to be able to create from what it is that they're seeing, from what they're inspired by, from what they question.
Right.
And like, this world is like a portal of creativity. Like, you come in here and you go into a whole world, and you're right, man. I mean, when it comes to adults, man, we do have this like shallow way of visioning things. And I think for those people, you know, that are adults, that are creative, that are looking for inspiration, they can just come in here alone and just like find their next big opportunity just from looking on the walls.
That's something with the store, man. We'll get people, you know, we set a podcast up in the front window. So 150 square feet of like glass is meant for the podcast. And like Kenwood wouldn't let us do that. Most major retailers wouldn't, you know, they want mannequins in the windows. They want to display the merch. But for us, we get people that walk in and right away they go, hey, what do you guys do here? And it's, well, we interview local natives of Cincinnati. So with the podcast, we go live every Tuesday in the store while the store's open. And we interview local natives. If you're a musician, if you're in a band, if you've got a business, if you've got an event coming up that you want to promote, like that's what we do. And then we go live on all of our social media. But it's a cool way to interact with the guests, because as soon as they come in, that's an icebreaker. You know, what do you do here? Oh, we're local and we interview local natives. And then right away, that person either knows somebody that, oh, I know somebody to be perfect to interview, or hey, how do I get on? You know, and that opens up a conversation to really just like find all these different characters through Cincinnati and Indiana and Kentucky that all have this different passion, man. Like we're all going through it. We all got this end goal in our head, right? So, you know, it's if we can get as many people on board as we can to help each other out, like, you know, high tides rise all ships. That's what they say, right? And that's truer than you can even imagine, man. So.
Yeah, man, supporting the culture as a whole is the only way that we really can be successful, man. It takes a team to make the dream work. So what is Native Brand? You know, I know you explained it, but if you could give us like a one-liner, like what is Native
Brand? For sure, yeah, so Native is like where you're from. So it's all area code based. So like Native 513 is a native of Cincinnati, Native 859 is a native of Kentucky, and so on. So I was picked up by Procter & Gamble. They helped me trademark the word Native, and then trademark all area codes and apparel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they did. They did a contest, maybe 2017, I think. And so they opened up a store downtown called Preneur that we opened up with Tide. So we were in there for a full year where they you know, displayed our clothes. And
so it was basically like a brick and mortar type of thing that they did?
Yeah,
there?
Yeah. We had a full brick and mortar right next to 16-bit for a full year. And that's really where things took off, man. Obviously getting picked up by Procter & Gamble as an up-and-coming entrepreneur and getting set in that, like really set the tone for where the brand was going.
Right. So that leads me to another question, man. Why retail? Like why'd you choose the word of retail out of everything that, you know, you could be doing?
So, and that's a good question, man, because, you know, everyone sees malls are kind of dying down and the shopping experiences, they're not like they used to be. But I really wanted to push the boundaries on this store, man. So the clues on the walls, the interactive retail, this is something that no one's doing, right? And like this store here looks better than PacSun, bro. I've been shopping at PacSun for 30 years. And like when I go to the mall now and when I see what they're doing, what we're doing, like I'm so proud of my team and what we're getting done here, because it's not about the money grab. You go to PacSun, they got shirt, and then, you know, another shirt on top, and it's just across the whole store. They don't have any TVs, they don't have anything like to nowhere to sit and hang out. Like they're just come in, buy clothes and go, right? So it's nice that, you know, we're trying to push the boundaries of retail.
You know what this is. Tell them nowadays I've been strictly business. Can't board this flight, you just missed it. And I ain't showing up, let's it pique my interest. No. No loose intentions. I suit and tie it up when I go the distance. My cufflinks are gold and my shoes are crimson. My grip is on the wheel, you won't catch me slipping.
You know, to dive into the immersive experience, man, do you want to point out again some of the things that, you know, that are immersive, that are more interactive, since you consider this interactive retailing?
Yeah, man. So once you walk in the store right away, there's a sign that says, I've lost an ear, I've lost an eye, but I never lost my focus. I'm the mad scientist. And then written on the floor, it says, can you find the lab? And there's a big white X right there. So, you know, as you're walking through the store, you'll see stuff on the walls that says, you know, this make 7-Up yours, or the lab, and then the 7-Up sign. We've got a hidden Waldo in the store somewhere too that says, you know, go press the RC Cola button. Mm. And there's also, there's like footprints on the ground. So as you step on the footprint and then look up, there's a mirror right here that has a white X that lands right on the 7-Up machine.
Oh, wow.
So the clues are there. You just have to open your eyes and really just think outside the box, man.
And what's behind the 7-Up machine?
That's the best. Actually, John Teeters labeled it the best clothing brand of 2036, bro. John Teeters, a time traveler from the year 2037. And I'm putting it out there now that John Teeter said that the Mad Scientist is the greatest, the world's coolest clothing store of 2036. So yeah, so once you find the clues, and once you walk up to the 7-Up machine, you know that it will take you right back to being a kid again, man. You'll get to walk in a room that's stark white head to toe, 2D cartoon style. You know, one of the greatest compliments I've gotten in that back room was somebody was afraid to sit in one of the chairs because they thought it was cardboard. And that's exactly what I'm going for, is like, I want this thing to look like we just put it together with paper, right? So the store back there is all black and white, and then the Mad Scientist clothes are super vibrant, they're pastel colors. We also have a 3D rendering that you'll be able to do too. So it's thevirtualclothingstore.com. You'll be able to virtually walk through this with your Oculus or your cell phone, walk into the lab as well, and then you know, purchase clothes right there on your phone.
Yeah, what you created back there is definitely an interesting experience.
That humbles me, man, because like that's what we're going for, is like a holy cow, you know, like just like that wow experience. And you know, we'll get probably 4 or 5 times a day that this is the coolest clothing store I've ever seen, or the coolest store I've ever seen. And that really means something, man, when we can hear that over 100 times a month. Like, people don't go around and just throw that out and say, oh, this is the coolest place I've ever seen, right? Unless it's in your top 3, right? So the fact that we get that over 100 times a month is, it just shows that we're on the right track of doing something big here. But I keep pushing my pen, rotating my stylus. Brokenness feeling like sin, not no craft, low dollar. Used to be left on red, now all the girls go holler. Now all the girls go follow. All the fake friends gon' pile up. I need peace to borrow. Peace to borrow, peace to borrow.
So yeah, I do want to ask you another super important question though, man. So I know that you're involved in music, the music world as well. Yeah. You're super, I know that you and Lantana are very close, and you have some other musicians that you're close with, man. Like, what is that like, man? Is music an inspiration to the things that you create?
100%, man. I kind of feel like music helps everybody create, right? Like, without music, we're kind of just mundane. So I like, you know, all types of music, man, whether it's hip hop, country, you know, Frank Sinatra, I like it all. So it's just one of those things where, especially like, you know, having Lantana and as a friend is super dope, man. He's such a humble dude, and we're actually going to be getting a podcast together called the What If Podcast. So I'm going to spit off conspiracy theories to him, and then he gets to hear it for the first time, and he's got to decipher it and try to, you know, I want to see how his brain works when I throw him a John Teeter. You know what I mean?
I love the fact that you're versatile in how you capitalize on all different type of projects, you know, different platforms as a creative. I mean, you know, granted, you created this experience called interactive retailing, you know, that, you know, it could be somewhere else around the world, but as far as I know, this is the only thing I know of as interactive retailing. But not only have you built that, like, that world, like, you've aspired that world, right? Mm-hmm. You're also involved in podcasting. You're also involved in hand building, you know what I mean? And you've been an actor. You've been, you're involved in music videos, right? Mm-hmm. The ability to create and be versatile with it is such a hard thing to do.
For sure.
And have the patience and the ability to do it is a thing to grasp, and you've seen the grasp that, man. Like, what what were some certain things as far as like focusing and like habits that allowed you to create that space for yourself to do these things?
As an artist, man, you know, you don't know what's gonna stick to the wall, right? Like, you know, you take all this time and effort and hours of blood, sweat, and tears to create this beautiful design or video or t-shirt, and you throw it up against the wall, man, and you see if it sticks, you know what I mean? And some of it does and some of it doesn't. And like, for me, it's pretty wild because like we're able to print in-house right here. So if we've got a new design, we can get it printed that day and put it on the shelf. And then if people love it, we'll keep running them. And if not, then we'll pull it back. But you know, being an artist, you know, it's cool having an outlet where, you know, you can just, like I said, whether it's t-shirts, whether it's podcasting, you know, you throw it up against the wall and some of it sticks and some of it doesn't. Stuff that doesn't, sweep it off to the side and you come up with something new, and then you see if that works.
So I noticed that you're in the entertainment world too. You know, you have been actually for a while. You want to give us like a brief, you know, world of what it is that you do in the entertainment world, or what you have done?
So I've been in 14, maybe 15 major movies now, and then a couple commercials as well. So first movie, I think, might have been Seabiscuit. They filmed it down in Lexington. I was there for like 2 or 3 weeks. And once you get into one extra role, it's really easy to start getting other ones, because like there's a motto, which is like hurry up and wait. So as long as you know that, and if you can just tell these people, hey, like, I can help other background actors, you know, get ready, and so they don't have to, you know, the less they have to deal with the low hanging fruit, the easier it is. Excuse me, the easier it is for them. So I was in a movie with John Travolta called I Am Wrath. I was in a Vin Diesel movie where he was The Last Witch Hunter, I think, is what it was called.
What is good, Arda fans? It is your boy, Deuces. I hope you guys are enjoying this episode of The Art of Interactive Retail. I'm here to remind you to stay tuned at the end of each episode, as we will be presenting original music curated specifically for each episode. As always, I appreciate your time listening to The Art of series and to the story of each inspiring artist out there. With love. Deuces.
So man, I really want to dive into a deeper story with you, man. What's up with the eye patch, man? What's the big spill on that, man?
I knew this was coming, man. So I was let me see, in 2016, I was assaulted and left for dead. So I got my ear bit off and my left eye detached in a robbery. So it really threw me into this like fight or flight mode where, you know, I was working at Scott's Lawn Service, and then I was doing the Native Brand thing on, you know, as like a side project. And, you know, once this happened, I went from working at Scott's Lawn Service to not being able to do that job anymore, and then having to put blackout curtains on my windows. So it really put me in this depressive state where, like, you know, I mean, you're at home all day in the dark, and I couldn't walk my dog after 10 a.m. because like I'd walk outside and my eyes would just start bleeding with water, and it's just like I couldn't see anything, man. So it really put me into like this depressive state, and all because of the assault. And I had a buddy in New York that is my best friend, and he was like, look, dude, like this whole woe me thing, he's like, it's not good for your soul, dude. And he's like, and honestly, nobody cares. He's like, you can't get mad, you gotta get better. And when he said that, dude, like that was exactly what I needed to hear. You know what I mean? Like something switched in my brain, and instead of me being mad at what happened to me, I got better. Like, you know, I was in the house anyways. Like the blackout curtains were on the windows, so it was dark in there, but I really just homed in and started creating this mad scientist design where I started coming up with this eyeball logo and then trimming the fat, like I said. So I had this steak here, and I'm cutting a little bit of meat off here, cutting the fat off of here, cutting off here. And what I mean is just throwing that stuff up against the window. Some of it sticks, some of it doesn't. Swipe it off to the side. But by the end of it, I've got this nice piece of meat, no fat, ready to go, right? And that's a good feeling, man, because, you know, that fight or flight moment when I got injured, you know, it's like I thought my personality was gone because everybody stopped listening to what I was saying. I felt like everybody was just staring at me, like looking at my ear instead of listening to what I had to say. So it really just put me in this funk, man. But like just those one words were like, you know, don't get mad, get better. Like that changed everything for me. And that was exactly what I needed to hear, bro.
Yeah, man, I can relate to that just because the pain, I think all artists that are able to touch people's hearts in some shape or form of whatever they do, right, have been through some type of pain or trial and error. And they realized that in order to succeed, they had to get over that hump. Like they had to get over that hill that was literally standing in front of them, you know, from whatever traumatic situation they went through, man. So, I thank God, man, that you got past that. You know, I thank the universe that you got past that.
Appreciate it, man. Pressure makes diamonds, bro.
It does. It really does, man. Yeah, you know, and with that, you know, being such a pivotal story in your world, man, it's just crazy, you know, because you see it all in your art. You know, you see this eyeball, you know, you see your pain and how it drives your creativity, but your creativity in your art shows happiness and just like thrill, and it's alive, you know, and no one would ever expect that story to be something that would be behind the eye patch you're presenting, man. Some people initially might think, you know, that's just like the trend, like that's just like, you know, your aesthetics that you're giving.
People ask if there's a real eye under there, and it's still in there. It's just the lights are out on that side of the house, man. I've had 5 eye surgeries to try to save it, and to no avail. So
yeah, no, I love that, man. That's how success becomes universal, man. That's something that a creative need to know, you know. I as a creative myself, man, to when it comes to broadcasting the idea of universal success, it becomes broad, you know, it becomes vast. And but you know, to narrow it down, man, people have to understand the ideas of people that are already successful and how they do it.
Right.
You know, and just understanding how, like that initiation of how you're trying to approach your business, your creativity, and make sure that everyone from around the world and states can touch it, you know, can allow another creative to go, man, you know, maybe I could do something like that in my world for music, or, you know, for baking, or, you know, through business or whatever, man. So that's super solid.
Yeah, well, you know, if I can give some advice, man, when it came to this clothing line, like I found a niche that wasn't out there, right? Like you've got to have a hook. Like even if you've got a good idea, you've got to have that one extra hook that just like people are like, I need this. You know what I mean? So like the area code thing, it's like a Corvette wave. Like, you know, when I'm rocking the hat with the 513, if I'm in a different city and somebody knows that area code, they're coming up and talking to me about it. You know what I mean? And this is, like I said, it's synonymous across the board. So we've got every single city, you know, as long as you have a high school, we've got something for you.
Yeah, no, that's perfect, man. That's funny, man, because I'm glad that you said the your bit of advice, because I was going to ask you again, what's another bit of advice that you can give?
Yeah.
And if you have another bit of advice that you want to give to the universal term of a creative, right, what would you give?
First, don't give up, man. That's the one thing. You know, you've got to, you know, you got to believe in yourself. No one else is going to believe in your passion and your project as much as you are, man. So, you know, when you're asking your buddy to come on board and be a part of it, like don't get hurt when he says, hey, man, you know, no, you know, or I'm too busy. You know what I mean? It's like everyone's got their end goal, and we're all individually on this earth fighting for the same piece of bread, right? So like, you know, we just gotta understand that if in order for me to have successful people behind me, I've gotta make enough food on the table for everybody to eat. And like what I've told people, like I've had, you know, if you want to be a part of Native, if you want to get on the team and be a part of the tribe, like just come on down, just start hanging out, just pop in on the podcast. We'll get you a spot. If you knew anything about audio or video, you know, those are things that are very valuable in a store like this. So and then if you can find your seat at the table, bro, like there's going to be enough food for everybody to eat. You know, it's like we all don't have to try to sit at this on the same chair and do the same thing. It's not like we all have to design the clothes, right? But if I can design the clothes, and if Andrew can run the podcast, and if Tyrell can run the street team, then you know we've all got valuable input, and we're all putting our two cents in to really make this thing, you know, just churn 24/7.
Jay Banks, man, I truly appreciate you letting me in your space, man. This place feels like a home. I feel like a native. Man, I'm glad that I could pay homage to someone who has brought so much love and creativity to the city of Cincinnati, man. We as a city thank you, especially as a creative who's been here for some time and has literally capitalized on everything that I honestly can be as a creative, man. You inspire me. I know that when people see this, that you're gonna inspire them, man. You are definitely a diamond in the rough, man, for sure.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man. So I just want to ask you one more question, man. Just one more question, all right? What is your why?
What's my why? I'm in this to hopefully, like you said, man, you know, inspire the next generation. The native store, like we're getting the younger and younger kids are coming in, and it's really cool seeing these kids wanting to wear native instead of Nike. You know what I mean? And that means a lot, because there's such a persona with Nike that if these kids do want to step over and say, hey, I want to wear this native stuff, you know, that means I may not be in the fast lane, but I'm on the highway. Right, so I think that might be the why, man. Is the drive to be better? I think that's the best way to put it, man.
I think that's absolutely beautiful, man. I agree. I'm right there with you, Jay.
Cool.
I'm right there with you, man. So look, man, I appreciate you for giving me your time again, man. I hope that the creatives are inspired from everything that you've told for your story, and we're gonna link up soon.
Yep.
Appreciate your time, man, and thank you.
Absolutely, man. My name's Jay Banks. I've lost an ear, I've lost an eye, but I never lost my focus. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
And now presenting the musical piece inspired by the art of interactive retail, written by Deuces. This is Native Brand. Thank you, everybody, for listening to The Art of Interactive Retail with our new feature, Jay Banks from Native Brand. This series was created by Deuces Cunningham, directed by Deuces Cunningham and Nick Schultz, executive produced by Cincinnati Public Radio, VP of Content at Cincinnati Public Radio, Janelle Walton, produced by Deuces Cunningham and produced by Illico Media, director of photography, Fabio Souza, podcast edited by Deuces Cunningham, visuals edited by Nick Schultz and Fabio Souza, and music produced and directed by Deuces Cunningham. From Cincinnati Public Radio, this is The Art of Series.